How much government information should the public be allowed to see? In March, the Boston Herald requested records of who comes and goes from the State House parking lot. Within weeks, the state denied that request, saying the records provide nothing about government affairs. On Monday, Governor Patrick got into a standoff with Herald reporter Chris Cassidy over the parking records.
What's the basis
for
that?
First of all, you're not entitled to them. And,
why?
Because you're not. And secondly, look, this is a there's a limit, right? You want to find out who comes and goes from the garage? Go put a camera in front of the garage.
The governor's stand on secrecy reflects the state's poor grade in a nationwide investigation by the Center for Public Integrity. When it comes to the public's access to information, the report gave Massachusetts an F. Some veteran reporters at the State House also complain that press conferences are often cut short before all the questions are answered. Lowell Sun columnist Peter Lucas used to work at the Herald. He says Governor Patrick structures press conferences to keep the media from seriously questioning him.
Today it's utter chaos. It's a situation that benefits the governor because it's uncontrollable. Only he's in charge, and reporters are jammed into a little corridor outside the governor's office, subject to his whim. He's in charge, and the reporters are subjugated to an inferior position, and rather insulting one at that.
The governor's office says Patrick is reachable, often explains his policy decisions, and answers most questions from reporters. But in the fight for State House parking records, Patrick's office cites privacy and safety for lawmakers as reasons for not releasing them. The Boston Herald has taken its public records request to the Secretary of State's office. For WGBH Radio, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.